So this just in, a solution to the debt crisis? Yeah, right. Here's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
Cut, cap, and balance gets us out of debt over a long period of time, and it will have a balanced budget amendment requirement to stay out of debt. I think that's going to be the Republican position.
Did you listen to him closely? Capping, cutting, and balancing. Change the Constitution, and poof, we're done. Is this symbolism or substance, Todd Zwillick? T-minus 2 weeks and counting, right?
Yeah, a little bit less than that, John, because as we've talked about on the show, they need time to write this bill, to sell it to the rank and file, to try to get something passed. So, in effect, it's less than 2 weeks. You know, they had said that the deadline is effectively July 22nd. I don't know if that's really true. But August 2nd, we know, is the hard deadline.
Right.
So here are the facts on cut, cap, and balance, as you said. This bill that the House is going to vote on today has a lot of Republican wish list items on it. It cuts spending immediately, caps spending at 18% of GDP. Right now it's at 24, so that would be a drastic cut. The cuts in this bill, John, go even deeper than the cuts in the Ryan plan. And so then the question is,
remind us of the Ryan plan.
Well, the Ryan budget cuts about $4 trillion in spending over 10 years and has deep cuts to Medicare and some cuts to Medicaid, does not touch Social Security. But the Democrats' argument, the White House's argument on cut, cap, and balance is that the cuts in this bill that the House is voting on today are so deep that it actually would force cuts in Social Security, deeper cuts in Medicare than even the Republican position as envisioned in the Ryan plan. So the White House and Democrats are really trying to cast this as extreme budget cutting that's not really in line, you know, with American ideals of Social Security and Medicare and things like that. But the real question, John, is, you know, this plan, it's widely accepted around Capitol Hill and around Washington, can't pass the Senate. There are not 60 votes for it, probably right. Not even close. So
Where are the votes? Exactly. Well, who knows?
The votes are in the House. I mean, this is likely to pass the House today. And so the question is, why do it? The clock's ticking. We're getting down to the wire. Why are they going through an exercise here that really can't pass? Isn't it just a waste of time? And I'm here to tell you it probably isn't a waste of time. And here's why. You know, there's some hard facts here. The GOP controls the House. We know that. They're being heavily influenced by the Tea Party, especially on this debt vote, which is a legacy vote for so many of them. Democrats control the Senate and the White House. And one good thing about this thing is that it might provide just enough of a political washout, some political immunity for some really hard votes that people look like they're about to have to take. You know, remember, the House GOP touts this cut, cap, and balance. Senator Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid are working on something completely different over in the Senate that has been completely rejected in the House. And you say, where's the middle ground here? They're not going to be able to reach a deal by the time there's a default. Well, I had a chat yesterday with Senator Mark Kirk. He's from Illinois. He's a Republican. And before he was a senator, he was a House member, and he was a deputy whip. His job was to count heads over there. He has a pretty good idea of how these tough votes go and why you need votes like this to get enough heads eventually for a deal to pass. So why go through this exercise? Here's what Mark Kirk has to say.
Procedural maneuver will not receive support in the House, and cut, cap, and balance will not receive support in the Senate. So we're back to policy, and policy will be a package of $2 trillion in reductions for a package of the new debt. And that's, I think, what can actually pass.
So Kirk is suggesting that these symbolic votes actually put the cards on the table, and everybody sees what the reality is, and that pushes people towards actual policy.
Finally sees what the reality is. Look, Republicans have a vulnerability right now. The public believes that they're not for raising the debt limit, and the public doesn't agree with that. I'm not saying that that's necessarily true, but that's the perception in the public. And you know what cut, cap, and balance gives every Republican who votes for it? It gives them the cover to say, I'm for raising the debt limit. I just want responsible cuts in spending that the president's not for. So that's a lot of what happens today. It lets everybody take that vote. There's your political cover. Now let's get down to the one where you have to hold your nose. Kirk's making a bit of a prediction there, a simple $2 trillion cut in spending in exchange for a $2 trillion debt limit increase gets you just to the election. Nobody really can claim victory, but nobody has to claim defeat, and everybody can go home, John.
Any evidence anybody's working on that kind of compromise?
Well, there's plenty of evidence all around the Capitol that they're getting down to a numbers end game. You remember the Gang of Six? that met for so long, yeah. then defunct. Gang of Six is back today, John. They're back, actually, and they're serious. Senator Kent Conrad, the budget chairman, presents the Gang of Six plan to 50 senators, at least, this morning, who are coming to his meeting. He says this is a way to do a smaller deal now, maybe something like what Kirk was talking about, $2 trillion, and then here's a way to do major reform, major deficit reduction right after that. He says he's serious. He says they're ready to go. Here's Conrad on the Gang of Six.
It is a comprehensive approach that reforms entitlements, reforms the revenue code, cuts spending, and it's balanced, and it's in the range of $3.6 to $3.7 trillion. These are real savings. There's no baseline games played here, no funny money. This is real.
And that's Democrat Kent Conrad talking about cuts of $3.6 to $3.7 trillion. It takes us back to David Brooks in the New York Times. When have Republicans heard those kind of numbers coming out of Democrats, but there's still no deal?
That's been the question around the Capitol. What more is it that you guys want, is the call from Democrats and even some moderate Republicans, conservatives like David Brooks, who are more institutional. John, they're mad at the Tea Party, okay? Because they say, just like you just quoted David Brooks, when was the last time a Democrat talked about $4 trillion of cutting anything? How can you not take it? Don't let the enemy be the perfect or the good. That's what's sort of rattling around the Capitol. They got 2 weeks to get down to some of these hard numbers now.
Meanwhile, cut, cap, and balance, that thing Lindsey Graham talked about, that's dead. Presidential veto in the offing?
Official veto threat yesterday, John, in what's called a SAP, a statement of administration policy. If you send it to me, I'll veto it. But he doesn't have to worry about that. The Senate's not going to pass that thing.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
My pleasure.